Okay, the recorder's on. I need your name, your PFN that you consent to this recording. We're not going to use anybody's name and ID. And the statement is for something that's going to be played on Saturday. And Lindsay Poland requested that the statement be on mental health. So go, okay?
Keith Washington, UME 239. Sisters and brothers, let me begin by humbly requesting that we all partake in a brief moment of silence for the 66 human beings that died at this jail. This is a jail, not a place of healing or a place of care. Within these walls, our loved ones, your loved ones, are degraded, dehumanized, and abused every day. We are subjected to trauma daily here. I need us to be clear on this point. I cannot express in words how very grateful I am for your assembling out here in order to demand that this county provide care, not death. Care, not death. On May 24th of 2022, I laid in the bed in the ICU at Stanford Health Center after attempting suicide. I did not know that simultaneously while this was going on, the Interfaith Coalitions for Justice in Jails was demanding that Alameda County provide oversight of this jail. Regularly, I have observed a disproportionate number of black men who suffer from severe mental illness be neglected and ignored in this jail. Those voices of the mentally ill are the voices that need to be heard, but they are ignored. Before I continue, I must impress upon you how very important that we amplify the voices of the women inside this jail. That is why we are seeing articles written about Elizabeth Laurel and Cody Van Buren, because those women's lives mattered, but they won't matter if the people on the free world do not take action to connect with the women inside this jail. During the negotiations of the Babu settlement, this community demanded that the Alameda County Board of Supervisors invest millions of dollars into community-based programs. Community-based programs that would address the mental health needs of our people and keep them out of the carceral system. Sisters and brothers, we were betrayed. Instead of funding community-based programs, the Alameda County Board of Supervisors gave millions upon millions to the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. These recent deaths inside this jail are the results of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors ignoring the will of the people. Now, is that what we ask for? Sisters and brothers, all over America, the police are failing people who are experiencing mental health crises. Instead of providing us with support, care, compassion, we are getting trauma, violence, and fatalities. As a person of color, better yet, as a black man, I know it is always harder to get justice in a fair playing field. The deck is horribly stacked against us. Nevertheless, sisters and brothers, we must press forward into the unknown with faith and hope. I want to wrap this up by saying that since I've been here, there have been 7 human beings who have died since I've been here. Ali Muhammad, Nelson Chia, Stephen Lofton, Charles Johnson, Elizabeth Laurel, and Cody Van Buren, all found dead at the Santa Rita jail. I must take this brief moment to acknowledge some of our ancestors, some of our sisters and brothers who have gone to join the ancestors. We stand on the shoulders of these people. Paul Redd, who went to join the ancestors on Juneteenth of 2022 last year. We miss this brother dearly, Ashe. Lily Hsu, a tremendous community member who put smiles literally and figuratively on the faces of the people in Oakland. Lily Hsu, we will be remembered. You are not forgotten. And then, last but not least, Jen Angel, an owner of a bakery in Oakland who fed me when I was homeless and strung out on drugs, didn't have no place to go, nothing to eat, and Jen Angel fed me. Her legacy lives here, and we must press on, sisters and brothers, and we must get oversight of this jail. Thank you. All power to the people.
Okay, done?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. I'll forward it.